Blog Talk Radio.
Turn over to
Revelation chapter 16. I'm going to read to you just one verse here. I just finished reading to you Revelation 12, verses 9 and 10. And now I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Do you understand? Do you hear what the Lord is telling, what our Father in heaven is saying to John, the Revelator? He's telling us the truth. He's telling us that he come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. That was Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. I have read to you. I pray that our Father will give you an understanding of his word. Now, I want you to turn to the book of Exodus. Although when you look on the computer, it says that I am going to be reading Genesis 49. Of course, I have read Genesis 49 as well as Genesis. And now, in the book of Exodus, we learn that in Genesis, we learn that it was Noah who cast or said evil things about one of his sons when he saw him naked. He had gotten drunk and he had saw his father naked, and his other two brothers went in and covered him up. So it was Noah that said that cursed his son. It was not God. If you read your Bible sheet, you will understand what I saw on public radio years ago. This fat old woman, white woman, was saying that God cursed his son when it reads that it was Noah. So you need to read your Bible so that some of these people are lying to you. I just read to you that Satan the devil has lied to the whole world. So when a person says something to you, you check it out. Check out the Bible that says something that you disagree with, and you want to know what the real meaning or how it was said and who said it. Now, I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 3, and I will read as much as I can. Hopefully, my Father in heaven will allow me to read chapter 3 as well as chapter 4. Excuse me for one moment. I need to tell you who I am as well as say a prayer. I want to thank our Father. Let us pray first right quick, and then I'll tell you who I am, and then start reading chapters 3 and 4 to you. And I pray that our Father will allow me to read chapter 4 in its 3 and 4 in its entirety to you, and that you will understand what has been read to you. Our Father, who is in heaven, who art in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you for being so good to me. When I was sick, you healed me. By your stripes, you healed me. Some people who see me for the first time never know that I have gone through the type of sicknesses that I have gone through. And it was the accuser that did this to me. And the accuser, as we have just read, was Satan. He accused me. Father, thank you for this weather that we're having in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for blessing us to have decent or good weather. Thank you for blessing us, with sane mind and good health. Thank you so much for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us. And thank you, we praise you for giving us the riches of the wealthy, providing us with good health and prosperity. I thank you, Father. Our sheep, thank you. We thank you. The same mind and good health and all the good things that you have provided for us, and especially you're protecting us from the evil one day and night who comes against us just for no reason. He comes against us because we try to follow what you have told us to do. And thank you for allowing us to know your voice when do something. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, we thank you. Amen. We say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, to say happy Sabbath to you. And this is, even though it is a Friday afternoon, I am going to say happy Sabbath to you because we know, those of us who have read the Bible, know that evening time starts the new day. So, we have started the Sabbath day already, and we know what to do with it, to keep it holy and remember, you know, to rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and remember, it's the version of the Bible. It's not the real thing. I don't know where the real version or the real by probably over in Rome, because in 70 AD, Rome, Titus, a Roman, sacked Jerusalem, and all the artifacts were taken from Jerusalem then. And of course, the Romans got sacked by the Visigoths. They are the Western Germany. And so they probably took some of the artifacts that were taken from Jerusalem to Western Germany. And you find this out for yourself. I had to go to college, and I did not finish. But in the history class I was in, it taught me about some things about the Visigoths. And that's spelled V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S, Visigoths, V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S. See, I want you to have the three P's ready, and those are your pen, pencil, and paper. That's the old fashioned way. They have things called notebooks and iPads and all this these days, but I am from the old school passing. I've heard them say that they have notebooks and iPads now a day. So that's what they write down. In case I say something, I want you to remember to write it down and look it up later. That's why I want you to have your three P's. Nonetheless, I want you to start reading with me. And if I read all of the Exodus chapters 3 and 4, then I will tell you who the tribes of Israel are. And I want you to know that we're made of the ground. And I think that I'm thinking now because I cannot find where white people came from, even though they said, let us make men like us. I didn't see. And he said, let us make men out of the ground. I'll tell you, it's in Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Let me turn it there quickly if I can find what it says so I can tell you the truth. I don't want to do as in Revelation chapter 9 says, the whole world has been fooled. It says here, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth. Let me see, man and female. He told them to be fruitful. And I am trying to find where he says, let me read verse 26, 1 and 26 of Genesis 2. And God said, let us make men in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over all creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man, image of God, created he them, him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And behold, well, I am trying to see where he said that he made men out of the ground. And I will have to find that for you some other time. I need to start reading Exodus 3 and 4. And you know how slow I read, and I want you to read this in your hearing and understand what is being read to you. I will have to try to remember. I will probably forget, but to remember to look up in Genesis where he said, let us make man out of the ground. And I never saw white ground unless it was inspected. And that's why I think that white folks are aliens. I've read this Bible twice and is reading it for a third time for in your hearing. And of course I make mistakes and say words wrong. Nonetheless, I am doing what our Father in heaven has told me to do. And he told me to feed his sheep. And then he came back to me because I'm saying, what does he mean by feed his sheep? Does it mean that I'm supposed to talk in front of people? And I say, well, I'm too afraid to say talk in front of people. Then he told me, come back years later, and said, minister unto my people, I will be with you. And this is what I'm doing. I'm ministering unto you by reading to you so that you will know. And perhaps you will not forget, and you will read your Bibles on your own. Verse Exodus chapter 3. And again, I want you to know that Israel, the children of Israel, walked over into Egypt. They did not take a ship anywhere at that time, nor had the only person that was enslaved and brought on a ship was us black folks who call ourselves nowadays African American, when we are the children of Israel. We are of the Jacob, Judas tribe. But nonetheless, if you can agree with me or not, say I'm crazy, whatever you will, it's all right. I may cry about it, but it's all right. I'm trying to keep you informed like my father said, ministering to the people. Listen to me if you will, and if you will not, don't. Nonetheless, I will do what my father has told me to do, and that is feed his sheep. Chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of father-in-law, and you need to know that his father-in-law was a black man, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the mountain Horeb can be called Mount Sinai. Verse 2. And the angel of our Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire and out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned, is not burnt. And when the Lord, saw that he, Moses, turned aside to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. That means draw not near to this place. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is you standest, instead of thou that said you standest, this holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, of thy father, of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. Now, I want you to remember, in verse 2, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. But then when you read in verse 4, it says, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. So I'm thinking that person was God. It says an angel, but it was God that appeared out of the bush to him, because he says to him in verse 5 that he's standing on holy ground. Verse 6, Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. An affliction means suffering or distress, the pain or misery. That's what affliction have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. A taskmaster is a person that imposes hard labor as well as hard work on the people that it is over. I know their sorrows. Verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the land of out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto the good land and large land, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, Amorites, and the present Perizzites. It's Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I also have seen the oppression. Oppression is the persecution, abuse, and the mistreatment wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, and thou mayest bring unto my people the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And the Lord said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token to thee that I have sent thee. Excuse me, sheep. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mount. And so that is Mount Sinai that he's talking about. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, what shall I say unto them? The God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? And I shall say unto them, the God. And God said unto Moses, I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Lord your God is the Lord God of your fathers, have sent God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So what is it that he's talking about? a memorial to all generations. That is his name that he is talking about. For all generations, I am that I am. Verse 16, go, elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of Canaan, and the land and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzites and the Jebusites, unto the land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken, that means listen to thy voice, that is your voice, and you, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews. Okay, you understand when Moses is a Hebrew, that's what he said, has met with us, and now let us go. We ask, or we beseech. That means to ask thee, and that means thee means you. 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice. That is to the Lord our God. Sacrifice is make offering or slaughtering to our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite. That means to strike all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give his people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that journeys. That means to live there or live in that place, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiments, and ye shall put them on upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. That means to plunder the Egyptians. That's what the end of chapter 3 reads. Now, and I pray that you see, will understand what it has been read to you. At this point, our Father in heaven said there was an angel sent in a bush and it burned. Excuse me, I had to burn. And then God started speaking to Moses, told him to take his shoes off because he's standing on holy ground. And then he told him that he was to go into Egypt and speak with the elders, and they were to go and speak to Pharaoh and tell him to let his people go. Well, I have 9 minutes left. I'm going to start reading chapter 4. And I will start reading, hopefully, I will probably start in the middle of chapter 4. Let's start reading chapter 4, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. And Moses said, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. Hearken means listen. And they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. That is you. The Lord has not appeared unto you. And the Lord said unto him, what is it that's in thy hand? What is it in your hand? And he said, a rod. When a rod is like a staff. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses went from before him. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth your hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Verse 5, that they may see, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, and God of Abraham, and God of Isaac, and God of unto you. And the Lord said, furthermore unto him, put forth thy hand unto thy bosom, and put forth your hand. And he put forth his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was slippery as snow. Well, that was, his hand was scaly, full of bumps, like a leopard person. I didn't get that. Let me put it up. I am trying to put security on my internet because of what just happened. Excuse me, Steve. I'm pushing the word go. It's working now. And it shows me that I have 6 minutes left to read. And he put forth, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put forth his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold means to see, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither listen or hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. The latter sign means like the later sign. I'm going to stop reading here in verse 9 and pick up Tuesday at 11 o'clock, telling you what the Lord, reading to you what our Father has told the prophets to say, or the first book of Moses to say into you, to say unto you. We have stopped in Exodus chapter 4, verse 9. And let me quickly say a little prayer to you, as well as say a few other things to you. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you for all that you have done for us, and especially protecting us day and night, especially while we are asleep from the evil one. thank you. And if it is our Father's will, as James says, I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. And as James says in chapter 4, if it is God's will, I will be back with you next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Keep remember to listen and tell your friends to listen to me 11 o'clock on most Tuesdays and on Friday evenings, most Friday evenings at 5 o'clock. Remember, I have the belt. Excuse me. I want you to remember our Father's feast day. Of course, you know, this Sabbath, we have already, excuse me, I just had the birth just then. We've already had the Passover. We have had the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And now, and May the 20th was the day of Pentecost. And coming up on September the 10th of this year will be the Feast of Trumpets. That's where they will blow a shofar. Then that followed by the day of Pentecost Atonement. It's the day of Atonement, September the 19th, followed by the Feast of Tabernacles, September the 24th through the 30th, and the last great day that will be on October the 1st, and that is considered a separate feast. All this stuff you can find in the book of Leviticus, that I have just told you about. Now, I have turned my song on. I'm turning it off. The tribes, Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, Zebulun, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Issachar, and Naphtali. All these people are dark skinned. They're brown or black. Now my song won't turn. Come on. And I'm trying to turn it on. Listen to you. If you get a chance, order my three books from Amazon, The Unseen, The Passing, and my children's book, The Broken
Father.
I also want you to
help your children
with this other book.
And don't let them fall by the side.
Of
the road
by Dr. Reginald E. You can
teach them
www.eatandlivelonger.com
to love one another.
You remember,
and heaven might find a place
in my family
in their heart. Down. And I know he
will be back
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he